My God, it's like I decide to do one drama topic and three drop into my lap at once. So I have to choose what to talk about. And since one of them is an incredibly huge situation that is going to take me multiple shows to cover because it won't die, at least die down until the court case, and we'll get to it when I get to that episode. I am going to have to talk about these two other two first. And then we'll get back to the other one because that's ongoing and it's like stuff is constantly coming out and there's like no time. But I mean, what do you got to? So I'm going to be talking about the incredibly stupid drama that is right. Well, this one, the next one will be a little more serious. But this one's stupid. Between Charli D'Amelio, James Charles, Dixie D'Amelio, and Trisha Paytas. But it's just gonna be fun. Guys, I need some stupid drama. So let's get into this. I'll see you in a bit. First of all, I want to thank everybody who has been listening to me and enjoying my incredibly random content, even though I've been posting mostly Warcraft stuff because, you know, it's almost a launch date. But I want to let you guys know that I am officially listener sponsored, and listener sponsored means that you can donate $1, $4, whatever you want to the podcast to help keep the lights on. So I know we're in a tough time. I honestly appreciate you just listening to me prattle on for 30 minutes. So donate if you want or don't. It really doesn't matter. All is appreciated. Let's get back to the video. Now, if you're like me, and during this pandemic, you needed something mindless to watch to help, you know, get through the depressing days of the COVID and the presidential election and just life, you've probably gravitated towards TikTok. Now, I know a lot of people are like it's an app for kids, but there are plenty of adults on there, and there's more than just the dancing. There's comedy bits in there too. That's the stuff I like. I like the comedy bits. I follow some celebrities on there. They just do the dancing, but you know, it's fun. It actually is pretty funny. So I don't follow Charli D'Amelio, Dixie D'Amelio, or James Charles on the app, but I do follow Trisha Paytas because Trisha Paytas is like officially the drama TikToker. Like, she will find all the stuff going on because she's on the app. And like, I know people find her problematic. She is very problematic. But when Trisha actually decides to focus, she can. And I just realized I did not do my rundown of who all these people are. Damn it. Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit. Trisha Paytas is a OG YouTuber. She's been on the platform of YouTube pretty much since the beginning. She is what we know are known as, she's known as a troll content creator. She does stuff that she knows will get, you know, views, get people riled up, start, you know, the controversy and all that stuff. And she just says whatever. Like, one of her first viral things is like, or she was like, do dogs have brains or souls or something because they couldn't talk? And like, when she wanted to vote for Mitt Romney because her cat was named Mittens. Like, she just does stuff to just do stuff. And she's been on TV a lot too. She's been on Big Brother. She's been on Ellen. She's been on America's Got Talent. So Trisha is pretty much just an entertainer. That's kind of how I view her. I don't take her seriously in terms of her troll content because I know at the end of the day, she's trying to be controversial on purpose. But that's kind of what like makes it hard to really get a real feel for if she's telling the truth or not. Next, we have James Charles. I don't like James Charles. I have no issue with his talent. He's very good at doing makeup, but he's just so damn. Okay, I'm trying to be impartial. I'm not. I have my views. But James, to me, is very entitled, and he just comes off as a brat. And honestly, ever since he started hanging out with Charlie, she started picking up a lot of his mannerisms. And I know people are saying, well, you don't know that. Usually, let me put it this way. Most people conform to certain friends when they're around them. But if you're around one friend a lot, and during this pandemic, it seems like they were hanging out tons, and they were already hanging out tons beforehand. It seems like a lot of James's mannerisms have rubbed off on Charlie. And she's young and impressionable, and I understand that. James is one of the biggest creators on YouTube. One of the most followed people on Instagram. And one of the most... I hate have to keep saying entitled, but like, he literally went on a whole ass rant about Instagram changing their format the other week. It's just... I can't with this dude. I just can't. And then finally we have the D'Amelio sisters. They're not twins. They're sisters. So Dixie, I think, is 19 and Charlie's 16. They rose to fame. They're TikTok influencers as well as Instagram and Twitter. That's where their biggest platforms are. They have just recently started really uploading on YouTube, and they have a channel with their parents called the D'Amelio Family Channel. And that's where all this went down. So, I mean, I have no real issues with Charlie or Dixie. They both seem like okay. They seem like kids. I know Dixie's 19, but they're kids to me. And I try not to talk about children if I can avoid it. But, I mean, Charlie seems like a really nice girl. She seems like she's probably, I think she's more in her emotions right now. I think when she calms down and looks at it, she'll see that maybe she overreacted. And Dixie is just being a whole ass troll. And while I can appreciate a troll, like, I wouldn't be able to watch Trisha if I didn't appreciate a troll, not the mukbangs, though. I think Dixie needs to take a little more responsibility, but I'll get into that in a minute. So let's get into the drama, I guess, whatever. So, like, this whole thing started, like, about a week ago. Pretty much, well, probably not even a week, a few days ago, earlier this week. The D'Amelios they started, like, a new series on their channel called, like, Dinner with the D'Amelios, and they invited James Charles to it. And, oh my god. So, it was a shit show. Charlie and Dixie were being what people deemed as immature. Go figure, the 16 and 19 year old being immature and being quote unquote disrespectful to the chef because they didn't like the food that he cooked and were asking for dino chicken nuggets. And in the video, Dixie ended up like throwing up some of the food, and Charlie made the comment, which was a joke, and it's an obvious joke, and people who didn't take it as a joke are super sensitive and need to get over themselves, that she had 99 million followers on TikTok, and she would think, like, it would be cool, like, if she had 100 million, like, same, like, a full year from when she got her first million. And James kind of jokingly said, was the first, like, 95 not enough, or something like that. So, then, after that all went down, people, for some reason, lost their fucking minds. They were like, she's canceled, she's entitled, she needs to die. Like, I don't even know why it got that deep. I'm sitting here like, and I'm gonna talk about that, but it got stupid, and people were attacking her on Instagram and Twitter and on TikTok, and it's like, if you look at the comments, it was very mixed. And it was just like, really, guys? This is the hill we're gonna die on? Talking about a 16-year-old, like, looking at numbers. And, like, people were like, we feel like numbers. And it's like, I want to have a lot of subscribers, too, on stuff. But, I mean, after so many, like, subscribers, she has 99 million followers. 98 now. Like, she lost a million followers off of this. But after 99, like, million, guys, she's not gonna sit here and know everybody's name. Like, after so much, you are a number. Like,
you can care about your subscribers and all that stuff, but to be sitting there like, I feel like a number. Bruh, you were... What do you expect? Do you expect her to sit here and know every one of her followers? No, that's not going to happen. So, she ended up losing like a million followers off of this. And she ended up like crying on Instagram because she was getting death threats. And stopping there, like, let's talk about that situation first. Anybody who watched that video, anyone who watched that video can tell Charlie was joking about the 100 million. And you guys have to understand, and I know you're sitting, most of y'all are teenagers and you don't get it now, but as an adult, I'm going to tell you, teenagers like yourselves are very impatient. And she was just pointing out it'd be cool to get that much a year from when she was just talking about making another milestone. And yes, what James said was a shady, friendly comment. When you're friends, you're allowed to shade each other as much as you want. I have made plenty of shady comments to my friends and they know that I'm being silly or goofy or playing with them. It's what it is. Just because he said it the way he said it doesn't mean he was being serious. And this is the only time I will ever give James Charles any kind of positive, like, feedback, because I think he's a bit of an asshole. But Charlie did not mean to come off as bratty. She just kind of said it as a joke in passing. And when it comes to the food, most teenagers don't eat a lot of stuff. Like, unless you have trained yourself, or if you've been in a position where you can eat all of this stuff, like from every country, like unless you travel to the point that you can have all this stuff, no, your palates are incredibly simple. So everybody's sitting there like, there's like a 5-star chef and all that stuff. None of your asses would eat escargot either. I'm sorry. I am an adult, and if somebody tricked me to eat a snail, hell, even the mushroom I wouldn't have ate. I'm incredibly picky, so I understand what it's like to have a weak stomach and not being able to eat all the food that was there. And were they kind of, what's that word, standoffish or whatever? Yes, a little bit, but it wasn't nothing too bad. I see it as this. They were being teenagers. So then once everything happened, everybody was covering it. Everybody was talking about it. It was a hot topic. And Trisha, of course, being the drama channel of TikTok, decided to cover it. And instead of taking what she said as constructive criticism, Charlie and Dixie both felt attacked. And I don't think necessarily they felt like Trisha was attacking them. I think Trisha was the biggest name. And it was just so much because it was a lot. There's like people sending them death threats. And you just need like one person to just tip you off. And I think a lot of it also came from James. So I'll get into that in a second. Trisha just said, purely, be mindful of what you say. And I will say the same thing. Be mindful of what you say because you are public figures. And can we stop saying that people we've never met are terrible people? Because you really have no basis of how they are from their day to day. You just have like little glimpses, especially like on TikTok and YouTube, highly edited versions of people, and you can't tell a person's personality based off of a TikTok. So can we normalize not calling everybody a terrible person just because they said that they don't like you or something like that? That to me just, it makes it seem like you're not open to criticism at all. Now, I will never say that Charlie was invalid in feeling what she felt. I can tell she felt like she was being attacked and she was over it. And any young teenager will feel like that. And she was sad and she was crying. But what I won't take is her going after Trisha, James going after Trisha and Dixie, and then they having their little TikTok friends going after her. What we're not going to normalize is bullying. And I hate when adults use bullying, but I'm going to use it because that's what they were trying to do. The only problem is you're going after somebody who doesn't care. And I really need to say this. Everybody who's saying Trisha is canceled for saying that Charlie and Dixie need to grow up a little bit, you are all ridiculous. Trisha was not, quote unquote, trying to cancel anybody. Let's be honest. She wasn't trying to cancel anybody. And no, we're not going to sit here and say, well, they picked a fight with me, but you're an adult. No, it is not on her to take the higher road when people mess with her. Yes, she's older than them. But if you're going to talk shit, like, if you've never heard the phrase talk shit, get hit. If you're going to sit there and act big and bad online, like, I get tired of children talking shit online. And when you say something back to them, everybody's like, well, they're 16, they're 17. No, because that normalizes them feeling like they can say what they want. Trisha didn't say anything mean, or if anything at all, about Charlie. She said very little about Charlie. Her criticism was more directed at Dixie. So people saying she's talking to a child. No, she's talking to a 19-year-old. And by law, she's an adult. And I know people are like, well, she's still a teenager. She didn't say anything mean. She didn't. She said it looked rude. And yes, it was kind of rude that Dixie ran out, spitting out, throwing up people's food. That was rude. Yes, I know people don't want to hear this, but it was rude. And yes, I know Trisha is a whole ass mess, but I think people tend to forget that just because you're a whole ass mess doesn't mean, if you hear that in the background, it's the coffee pot, sorry. If you hear, just because somebody has a reputation for being a mess doesn't mean that they're not speaking the truth. And I feel like people were writing off what Trisha said because of Trisha's reputation. And then James came out and tried to bring up all this other stuff to deflect from what she said. And I'm sorry, what does what she did with the DID community and the trans community and all that? Yes, look, Trisha identified as a black woman. I'm sitting here as a black woman defending her. So, obviously, she isn't complete and trash. She's not unforgivable. She didn't sit out here and murder people. She trolled online. And as somebody who plays Warcraft, I can understand somebody trolling online. I've jokingly said I can appreciate a good troll. And I think under all the trolling and the messing with people, I think Trisha's a decent person. I think she's a little reactionary and she could take things a little too far. But I think Trisha's a decent person. I think she was trying to give Charlie and Dixie some really good advice. And from what I watched, and I watched all of the TikToks, trust me. Before they started messing with her, I watched all of the TikToks. And, like, you guys, I think you took it too serious. And the drama channels that were covering this, there were some that, like, you know, stayed on the fence. Like, I'm sorry, the ones who virtue signal are the ones that drive me crazy. The ones that are always like, well, Trisha, you're an adult and you were hurting people. No, she wasn't. For once, she was not trying to be toxic. She was not trying to troll people. She was trying to help the girls. And people saying they didn't do nothing wrong, they're just children. No, they didn't do anything wrong initially. It was what happened afterwards, what they did after. And Trisha criticizing the parents, that's the only thing I said draw the line. People aren't focusing on the one part that crossed the line. Trisha literally said that your parents are raising you wrong. That crosses the line because as a parent, there is no handbook to how to raise children. Children are children. Most children are assholes. I will say it. So it's not an easy feat. I have a child. I can say that. But I think that was the only part where she crossed the line. I was like, all right, yeah, you don't need to bring how people raise their children into it. Unless somebody's beating their children or abusing their children, I have no issue with how somebody raises their children. Everybody raises their children differently. So that's neither here nor there. That was the part where I said, okay, yeah, that was a bit much. Anything after, I'm sorry, once you poke somebody and they poke you back, you can't be shot. You can't throw stones and hide your hands. If you're going to mess with somebody, you better expect that they will mess with you back. Now, I don't know. I have much more to say on this. I think the whole thing was stupid and funny, honestly. I thought the whole drama was funny. But I find TikTok drama funny in general. So, I think that's it. Anyway, thank you guys. I will be posting some more stuff. And Warcraft will be down because I know drop is on Monday. But I haven't purchased my time up. So when I get some time, I will let you know. Like, when I get a chance to play it, I will let you know what I think about Shadowlands. But I'm going to be trying some new content out when it comes to Warcraft. So if you want to see it, stick around and we'll see what it's like, what you think. It's always weird just to, like, try new content. So I'll see you guys later. Bye.